ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायश भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टी। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 23। महाराज पृथुज गोइंग बैक होम। टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। सनत कुमार भगवान जदाहो अध्यात्मिकं परम जगं तेनैव पुरुषं अभजत पुरुषार्षव। सनत कुमार भगवान जदाहो अध्यात्मिकं परम जगं तेनैव पुरुषं अभजत पुरुषार्षव। सनत कुमार भगवान जद आहो आध्यात्मिकं परम जगं तेनैव पुरुषं अभजत पुरुषार्षव। सनत कुमार, सनत कुमार भगवान मोस्ट पावरफुल यत दैट व्हिच आह सेड आध्यात्मिकम स्पिरिचुअल एडवांसमेंट ऑफ लाइफ परम अल्टीमेट योगम मिस्टिसिज्म तेना by that eva certainly purusham the supreme person abhajat worshipped purushari sava the best of human beings. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus the best amongst human beings, Maharaj Prithu, followed that path of spiritual advancement which was advised by Sanat Kumar. That is to say, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Please repeat. Thus, the best among human beings, Maharaj Prithu, followed that path of spiritual advancement which was advised by Sanat Kumar. That is to say, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Purport. In this verse, it is clearly said that Maharaj Prithu, practicing the pranayam yoga system, engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as advised by the saint Sanat Kumar. In this verse, the words purusham avajat purusarsava are significant. Purusarsava refers to Maharaj Prithu, the best amongst human beings. And purusham refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that the best man amongst all men engages in the service of the Supreme Person. One purusha is worshipable and the other purusha is the worshipper. When the purusha who worships the living entity thinks of becoming one with the Supreme Person, he simply becomes bewildered and falls into the darkness of ignorance. As stated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, all living entities assembled in the battlefield, as well as Krishna himself, were also present in the past as individuals and would continue to be present in the future as individuals also. Therefore, the two purushas, the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never lose their respective identities. Actually, one who is self-realized engages himself in the service of Lord perpetually, both in this life and in the next. Indeed, for devotees, there is no difference between this life and the next. In this life, a neophyte devotee is trained to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in the next life, he approaches the Supreme Person in Vaikuntha and renders the same devotional service. Even for the neophyte devotee, devotional service is considered Brahma Bhujaya Kalpate. Devotional service to the Lord is never considered a material activity. Since he is acting on the Brahma-Buddha platform, a devotee is already liberated. He therefore has no need to practice any other type of yoga in order to approach the Brahma-Buddha stage. If the devotee adheres strictly to the orders of the spiritual master, follows the rules and regulations, and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, it should be concluded that he is already at the Brahma-Buddha stage, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maṁ ca jo avyavicārena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunān samatitta itān brahma bhūyāya kalpate. One who is engaged in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Mukham kurati vāsalam pangur langhayate giriṁ yat pipātam aham vande sī guru dinatārinam paramānanda madhavam sī chaitanyasaram. So, in the assembly of so many senior devotees, proper disciples and nurses, I feel very much unqualified to speak on this topic. But as it is a practice in ISKCON to give a talk on Srimad Bhagavatam, so I am trying to do it as my duty and also try to get the blessings of all of you for my purification. So here, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prithu Maharaj is preparing himself for going back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada said that whole human form of life is a preparation for going back home, back to Godhead. But at a certain stage of our life, we have to be really focused. So Prithu Maharaj is at the stage of really focusing himself to prepare spiritually so that he can go back home, back to Godhead. See, in this section, mainly in the translation and the purport, there are a few points to be considered very nicely, and it's very, very important for us as a practitioner devotee. In the first section of the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning that Prithu Maharaj adopted the path of spiritual advancement as advised by Sanat Kumar. This is a very, very important point. Tapasya or austerity is an integral part of a devotee who wants to perfect their life in Krishna consciousness. But what kind of austerity has to be performed? That has to be decided by our spiritual authority. So in the section of Dhruva Maharaj's austerity in the forest, Prabhupada mentions that Dhruva Maharaj achieved the perfection not because of his austerity, but because of his implicit faith in the instruction of his spiritual master. And that is the bottom line. What kind of austerity you are performing, that is important, but more than that, why we are performing those austerities. That is the most important part of our devotional career. So Prithu Maharaj here is trying to follow whatever has been instructed by Sanat Kumar. So his austerity was in the similar line of Dhruva Maharaj. But Prabhupada, in the purport to the previous verses, he said the level of austerity Prithu Maharaj performed, if we are supposed to do that, then it's very, very difficult for us to continue our spiritual life. And Prabhupada has mentioned few austerities for a devotee who are in ISKCON. He said, Prithu Maharaj performed austerity for eating. He was dependent on the fruits, leaves, water and air which are available in the forest. And Prabhupada is making a nice point in the purport. He never called his followers or disciples to bring cooked food to the forest. Means he strictly followed whatever he is supposed to do. So every varna and every ashram has certain responsibilities and duties and austerities to perform. And we should be doing that very particularly. And Prithu Maharaj was very, very particular what he was supposed to do in the forest. And he never took advantage of his position and trying to get some facility so that his life will become comfortable. So that is very, very important. Each ashram has some responsibilities, and we should not take the advantage of our position to get some more facility which are not supposed to be utilized in that particular situation of our life. This is very, very important. If we do that, then we have to get the reactions. And Prithu Maharaj was very, very particular about that point. We have to know what is my quota. And if we misuse our position and try to get something which is not allotted for a particular situation of our life, then we have to get the reactions. It's a very, very important point. And Prabhupada was telling that he was very much austere. He lived on fruits, then water, then he lived on air only. That was his food. But Prabhupada said in our Hare Krishna movement, first austerity of us, for all of us, is to eat only Krishna Prasad. That is the first austerity. So whatever we eat, that should be Krishna Prasad. And that is also an austerity for us nowadays. Very difficult. That prove how it is practical to eat only Krishna Prasad. So we eat which is not Prasad also. So therefore first step in our austerity for food, that we take only Krishna Prasad. And in some other purport, Prabhupada mentions, sadhu should take food only once in a day. Prabhupada mentioned somewhere in the purport. And while Srila Prabhupada was in Radha Damodar temple, he used to take only lunch. He never used to take any breakfast. He used to cook himself and used to take lunch, and then in the evening only one cup of milk. That was Prabhupada's food. So therefore the principle is that jiva lalosai je iti uti dhai, Krishna dar parayan, Krishna nahi pai. It is stated that jiva lalosai, if our tongue is greedy, jiva lalosai je iti uti dhai, means where is good food? If that is our consciousness, then our consciousness will be focused on our belly and genitals. If you are too much greedy, then our genitals will be agitated and will become victim of sense gratifications. So therefore, our tongue has to be controlled. And that is very, very important aspect of our tapasya as a practicing devotee in our Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada said at the beginning stage we should eat as much as possible, Krishna prasad only. But that should not be the rest of our life. There are different stages of devotional service. So slowly, slowly, we should develop our taste from Krishna prasad to Krishna katha. So that is more important as a sadhaka. So when we develop the taste in Krishna katha, in the chanting of the holy name, in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then slowly, slowly, our attachment for food will go away. That's a natural process. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they used to eat almost nothing. But it doesn't mean their situation was like us. As soon as the fasting days come, our consciousness when the fasting will finish and when we'll break our fast, right? But their consciousness was not like that. So I used to think before that on festival days, this is a festival of joy, why you have to fast? Because we always become conscious when we eat. We are not focused. But I came to know the different dimension why we have to fast. Because in a festival, we are supposed to be engaged so much that we have no time for all this. That's why there is no time to cook. There is no time for any other thing than to focus. And I used to see also in the social customs, if some festival happens in our families, the family members become so busy in organizing that thing, they forget to eat. And that should be for us, as a devotee of Krishna, when the festival day comes, we should be so much absorbed in the service, there is no time to cook and eat. And that is why our acharyas have recommended that we should fast on that day. So, Srila Gaur Krishna Das Babaji used to say, tomorrow we'll have feast. So everybody came, there will be feast. So he said, okay, come, we chant together. That is the feast. So for an advanced devotee, real feasting means we have to be absorbed in Krishna Katha. But we don't have that taste in Krishna consciousness. That's why it is very, very difficult and it becomes an austerity. It is very, very difficult for us to practice. So therefore, whatever austerity we perform in ISKCON, that should be under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes people get diverted. Oh, what is said in Haribhakti Vilas? What is told by Rupa Goswami? What is told by Sanatan Goswami? What is told by Raghunath Das Goswami? As if Srila Prabhupada did not know what is there in Haribhakti Vilas and what Rupa Goswami wanted. Prabhupada knew perfectly well what is best for us as a conditioned living entity in the fallen age of Kali Yuga. He is the perfect acharya and he gave the perfect process of Krishna consciousness. So unless we have that faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada, it is very, very difficult for us to achieve perfection as a follower of Srila Prabhupada. So our success in Krishna consciousness, in ISKCON, will depend how much faith we have in the words of Srila Prabhupada. The level of tapasya, whatever we are supposed to do, as has been given by Srila Prabhupada through his instructions. That is the first part. Second part, Prabhupada is mentioning that devotional service is transcendental. And who is practicing devotional service, he is also transcendental. And Prabhupada said, if the devotee adheres strictly to the orders of the spiritual master, follows the rules and regulations and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, it should be concluded that he is already at the Brahmabhuta stage. And he is mentioning, for devotees there is no difference between this life and the next. And devotional service to the Lord is never considered a material activity. Since he is acting on the Brahmabhuta platform, a devotee is already liberated. He therefore has no need to practice any other type of yoga in order to approach the Brahmabhuta stage. So Prabhupada is assuming, not assuming, he is expecting that practicing devotee of ISKCON should be at the Brahmabhuta platform. And to achieve that level, we have to do three things according to Prabhupada. You have to adhere strictly to the orders of the spiritual master, follows the rules and regulations very strictly, and chants the Hare Krishna mantra. If we do all these three, then it should be concluded that he is already at the Brahmabhuta stage. Very amazing statement Prabhupada has made, and I was trying to analyze this statement and trying to refer different writings of Srila Prabhupada, then I came across to the sections of Srimad Bhagavatam in third canto, where Lord Kapila is instructing his mother, Devahuti. And he is telling, although devotional service is transcendental, but according to the level of the practicing devotee, devotional service is categorized into four levels. So devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service in the mode of passion, devotional service in the mode of goodness, and pure devotional service or transcendental devotional service. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful to analyze these four levels of devotional service. And he is quoting the qualities of devotees who are at different level. He is telling, devotional service performed by a devotee who is envious, who is proud, who is violent and angry, and who has a separate mentality should be considered devotional service in the mode of ignorance. So, if a devotee who is performing devotional service, who is envious, who is proud, who is violent and angry, and who has a separate, what is the meaning of separate mentality? Separate mentality means he has a separate goal than the goal of Krishna. He has a separate interest than the interest of Krishna. That is the fine point. And if we have these four qualities, then we should be consider ourselves that we are rendering devotional service at the level of mode of ignorance. And he is telling, if someone is worshipping the deity for material enjoyment, for fame, and for opulence, and who has a separate mentality, he is considered to be at the level of mode of passion. And third, if someone is performing devotional service and offering the results of his activity to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to be free from the results of pious activity, he is considered to be at the level of mode of goodness. But a devotee who is spontaneously attracted to the hearing of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like the water of the Ganges flows towards the ocean, then that devotional service is considered to be transcendental. So therefore, there are four levels of devotional service. Although devotional service is transcendental, but it doesn't mean as I am performing the devotional service, I also have become transcendental. That is the difference. But the process makes us transcendental to the three modes. But we have to follow the instruction as given by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. He is telling that the devotee adheres strictly to the orders of the spiritual master, follows the rules and regulations, and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, it should be concluded that he is already at the Brahma-bhuta stage. The main point here is that at least we should be at the level of goodness. Means we should render devotional service out of duty at least. Not for any material gain. Why you are performing devotional service? This is my duty. That is at the mode of goodness. When you are at the mode of goodness, then it becomes easy to render devotional service for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, when the heart or desire of Krishna and the heart and desire of the devotee becomes one, and that oneness is the transcendental platform. And Mayavadi philosophers, they misinterpret that philosophy. That in order to be advanced, you have to be one. So when you are in conditional life, you are separate. But when you achieve perfection, you become one. That's they are very intelligent to interpret. But Prabhupada is telling, yes, they will become one in quality, in the way of thinking. The whatever way Krishna desires, the devotee desires in the same way. Means, devotee does not have any other separate desire than the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then their heart becomes one. And that oneness is the perfection of our spiritual life. But the Mayavadis, they think the perfection of our life is that we become one with the Supreme. So Mayavadi Sampradaya, they said, danda dharana matrena naro narayana bhavet. He said, as soon as you accept sannyas, you become Narayana. That is their philosophy. So therefore there is always a debate between the Mayavadis and the Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada has warned us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned us, it is very, very dangerous to associate with the Mayavadis. Because if we accept that last snare of Maya is that you will start thinking that I am God. Very dangerous. So one day, one person was sitting and doing some bhajan next to the street. So one Mayavadi sannyasi was approaching him and saw he is doing something. So he approached him, he said, what are you doing? No, chanting some mantra. So what mantra you are chanting? He said, his mantra. He said, don't chant this mantra. I am giving you one mantra. What mantra? Saham. So he chants Saham. So I am that Supreme. So he started chanting that mantra. Saham, Saham, Saham. So after some time, one Vaishnava was also passing by. And he saw this man is chanting some mantra. So he said, he checked, what mantra you are chanting? No, one spiritual leader came, he gave me the mantra, Saham, so I am chanting that mantra. So don't chant that mantra, you add something. This is some deficiency is there in that mantra. Add something. So what you add? So Saham, you put Da. Da Saham. So chant that mantra, then you'll get perfection. So he started chanting, Dasaham, Dasaham. So after a few days, that Mayavadi Sannyasi thought, oh, I initiated my disciple, let me check how he's doing. So he went and he approached that guy and he said, what are you doing? So he said, I'm chanting the mantra. So what mantra are you chanting? So Dasaham. He said, I gave some different mantra, you have changed. So now some other people came, some other man came. He said, why you are doing something, put something extra. I said, something extra is good. So I just started chanting Dasaham. He said, no, you like extra, no? So I'll give you some one extra. So now, instead of Dasaham, put another Sa. Sadasaham. So then he left, he started chanting Sadasaham, Sadasaham. Then again that Vaishnava came. He said, again you have changed. So no, you told her extra is good. So I added. So okay, you like extra, now I give another extra. So I put another da. So dasa dasa aham. So in that way, always there is debate going on between the Mayavadis and the Vaishnavas. So Mahaprabhu said, Jive Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. So that is our eternal constitutional position. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Jeev Krishna Das, Ei Vishas Koruletavar Dukkha Nai. So all our sufferings will go away when we accept that I am the servant of Krishna. And that is very, very difficult state of consciousness, to become the servant genuinely within. So therefore, we need the mercy of the devotees. Because to cultivate that consciousness is a very, very high consciousness. Because we have the enjoyment spirit. Even if we come to Krishna consciousness, that spirit of enjoyment is always there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is mentioning that in order to become a Vaishnava, you have to give up three things. In a Vaishnava K book, he has mentioned. He said, Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagini Chariyase Je Seita Vaishnava. He is telling, if you give up Kanak, gold, means money, Kamini, beautiful woman, and Pratishtha, material prestige. If you can give up these three, it is, then you are a Vaishnava. So according to Jiva Goswami, giving up money, giving up sex life is easier. But to give up the material prestige is very, very strongly built in in our consciousness. That false ego, that I am great, that is the main problem in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. We look externally good, many, many years in the movement. But what's happening inside, that is most important. So in order to advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to be very introspective. Introspect. That our desire for money, desire for sex life is diminishing or not. And our desire for material prestige. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, who can chant the holy name purely? He is telling that sakale samman korite sakati dehanatha jatha jato tabe to gaibo harinamo sukhe aparado habe hato. He is telling that we have to develop the quality of giving respect to everyone. Sakale samman. It's not like giving respect to the sannyasis, giving respect to the gurus, giving respect to some senior devotees. He is not telling that. Not even giving respect to the devotees. He is telling sakale samman. You have to give respect to everyone. And that is the fundamental principle of our spiritual life. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gobhyastini sunichaiva sapakecha pandita samadarsina. The equal vision to every living entity is the fundamental quality, a fundamental principle of our devotional career. Unless we can see everyone as a part of divine, the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very, very difficult for us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So our eternal constitutional position, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Dasanu Das. We have come here to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. More layers are there, means we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. But our problem in ISKCON is that as soon as we progress in our life, we think that we are trying to see that I am senior. And if you have that consciousness within, it is very difficult to give respect to others. So therefore, when we come to the Krishna consciousness movement, we get initiation. And we get a name. Madan Mohan Das. So once one devotee forgot the name and asked Prabhupada, what is the name you gave? So some Madan Mohan, Prabhupada said, that's not important. After that, Madan Mohan Das, that's important. Remember that. That is the important part of your name. So Prabhupada was pointing out that very, very important to remember. Why he is giving that? To remember, yes, you are a servant. That's why you are Das. But he has introduced another system that we have to address other person as Prabhu. Right? So people address us as Prabhu. So Hare Krishna Prabhu, how are you Prabhu, what can I do you Prabhu? So that is the system. If you hear one thing again and again, you start believing that. So you are hearing, I am Prabhu, Prabhu, so you start believing, from Das I have become Prabhu now. So you can ask, who are you calling? So I am Madan Mohan Prabhu calling. So from Das you have become Prabhu. So you are advancing in Krishna consciousness. So now, that's not enough, because in ISKCON everything is Maha. Maha Prasad, Maha Big Book, everything is Maha. Unless it becomes Maha, you are not perfect. So Prabhu is not enough. So from Prabhu you become Mahaprabhu. Then you get perfection in your spiritual life. So that is the perfection. So that happens within our consciousness. When we advance, when we are living our life in Krishna consciousness for many, many years, you start thinking that I am senior and I should be respected. But that is the proof that we are not advancing, we are degrading in Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, you are advancing means from Das you should become Dasanu Das. Then you are advancing means Das Dasanu Das. So when you are advancing means you are giving respect to more and more people. And ultimately you come to a stage where we respect everyone as desired by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sakule Samman Korite Sakati. So how we will judge that we are advancing in Krishna consciousness? That our consciousness is built in how I am giving respect to more and more people. So that's why that is the secret. And that is the way we can judge our advancement, that we are becoming humble. Humility. Humility is the quality of a devotee who is advancing in Krishna consciousness. So sometimes humility people think, oh Prabhu, I am fallen. That is not humility. So once one Prabhupada disciple told Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you are not most of anything. So that is also pride. I am most fallen. So humility doesn't mean that think less of oneself. Humility means thinking oneself less. Means you should think the greatness of others. When you start practicing the glorifying others, then slowly, slowly you become humble. So humility comes from knowledge and pride comes from ignorance. So when you don't know the greatness of others, then you start thinking, I am great. Our Goswamis have given a level. Raghunadas Goswami used to spend 22 hours and 30 minutes in bhajan in a day. That is our standard. So when we have that kind of standard, anybody in ISKCON will become proud that I am doing something wonderful. So 22 hours and 30 minutes in bhajan, 1.5 hour for sleeping, eating, other activities of life. And that is our standard, Gaudiya Vaishnava standard. So that if you know that, then you naturally become humble. So I give the example, a mountain. So if you see the mountain from a distance, mountain looks very small. And you start thinking, I am also same like the mountain. Because it looks same size. Because you are far, far away from the mountain. So when you start walking and come closer to the mountain, two things happen in your life. The mountain will start appearing bigger and bigger, and you start appearing smaller and smaller. So Krishna is also like a mountain. So when we are far, far away from Krishna, I think I am a great devotee. So when that devotee started advancing in Krishna consciousness and comes closer to Krishna, two things happen in his life. Krishna starts appearing greater and greater, and he starts appearing smaller and smaller. So that's why humility is the quality of a devotee that determines that he is coming closer to Krishna or not. So therefore, that is the foundation of our spiritual life. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that I am the lowest of everybody. Sakale Samman means I am the lowest. And that is the eternal constitutional position of every living entity. And when we are fixed up in that constitutional position, then we can advance in Krishna consciousness very fast and get love of Godhead very soon. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I am on time almost, 8:45. You can get me one or two questions because I have to finish by 8:45. Any question you have? Yes.
Hare Krishna, regarding fasting on special days, shouldn't we eat to get strength to do more service?
We should eat more to do more service.
Should we eat something to get some energy to do the more service we are talking about?
Yeah, Prabhupada said better to do service than sleeping. So Prabhupada said you are fasting and all the time you are thinking and resting when the fasting will be finished. So better than that, eat something and do some service and become Krishna conscious. Because the purpose of fasting is to think of Krishna. The purpose of fasting is not to think when the breaking of the fast will take place. That is the purpose of fasting. Fasting means upavas. Upavas means staying closer to Krishna. That is the purpose of fasting. So if you cannot do that, better eat something and try to become Krishna conscious. That is the higher principle. Yes, Lakshmimani Mataji. Let everybody hear the story.
I was cooking for Srila Prabhupada in Delhi in 1974, and it was Nityananda's appearance day. So I asked the devotees, should I make breakfast for Srila Prabhupada? They said, no, Srila Prabhupada would be fasting. It's Nityananda's appearance day. So then at 9 o'clock, Prabhupada rang his bell, and I came there. Prabhupada said, where's breakfast? I said, well, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees told me that Nityananda's appearance day, you would be fasting. And Prabhupada looked at me with a not very happy face and said, milk and fruit is also fasting.
Nice. So, any other hands up? Sivasu.
Thank you so much for this wonderful class. As we were speaking, I just remembered the graduation examination test for Yudhishthira Maharaj and Duryodhana. Dronacharya had asked them after they finished learning that Yudhishthira Maharaj should go around and find somebody who is lower than him. And then Duryodhana was also to find somebody who is higher than him. And Duryodhana went around the whole place. He did not find one person superior to him.
Yes.
And then Yudhishthira Maharaj, he went everywhere. He could not find somebody lower than him. He considered himself lower than everybody else.
Yes.
And that was the real graduation for the training. And so as we were just talking, I just reminded myself.
Yeah, it's an important story. I forgot that story, so I'll tell it in the next class.
Thank you very much.
A very important story. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Yes, Vasudev Prabhu.
Thank much for your class. We are told that when we pay obeisances to Vaishnavas, we actually pay obeisances to the Super Soul in them. But if that is the case, then why do we make differences between senior and junior? Why do we bow to some and why we mentally offer to others?
Because there is equality, but at the same time there is a difference. Just like Prabhupada said that living entity and God is equal. How it is equal? Qualitatively. At the same way, in the same way, every living entity is equal because he is the part and parcel of God. And super soul also there in everybody. That's why Vidya Vinaya Sampanna, that is knowledge. But that is the foundational principle. But on that basis, you cannot make everything one. That is Mayavad. That is one, but there is variety also. That is the fundamental principle of oneness. But God is greater than us. God is the greatest, we are the minute. But at the same time, we are also same. In the same way, all the living entities are same. But according to the level of consciousness, there are different grades of people. Just like Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling, if any devotee who is in the mode of ignorance, their association should be rejected. We should not associate with those kind of devotees. Why? Because if we associate, then we develop that quality of ignorance. Karana guna sangasa sat asajani janmasu. So there is a difference. So we love everyone. Bible also says we have to love everyone. Krishna consciousness also teaches us love everyone. So we love our mother, but we can embrace our mother. We also love tiger, but we should embrace the tiger. We cannot. There is a difference. So there is oneness and also difference. So a devotee who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he also have this knowledge. Difference. All the same, but there are different levels. The way you respect your spiritual master, the way you respect your founder Acharya, there is a difference. Right or wrong, there is a difference. At the same time, there is a fundamental oneness also. That's why it's called Achinta Veda Veda Tattva. Simultaneously one and also different. Okay? But at least we come to the level of oneness first, that we should respect everyone. Then, different levels of respect. But we should come to the level that everyone should be respected. That is oneness. But how to respect everyone? Kanishtha Adhikari, we should respect from the mind. Then Madhyama Adhikari, we should offer obeisances and give respect. Uttama Adhikari, we should offer respect and serve him. Respect is there. Principle of respect everywhere. But there are different levels.
So what you're saying is that actually we offer obeisances both to the soul and the super soul.
Obviously. The soul is the part of the supreme. That we should offer both. But at least if you cannot offer the soul, at least seeing that super soul is there, everyone heard respect. So we have to start practicing respect everyone. We should come to that level. Then devotional life begins. Really. Okay? Hare Krishna. So we'll end here. Grantharashramad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.